Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 260 with Amanda Peart. First broadcast on the Nation Station, Radio GH, on Sunday, 15th of February, 2026. Hello, everyone. This weekend, I have been in Berkhamsted for the Strathspey and Reel Club 74th Highland Ball with Nicol McLaren and the Glen Craig Band. And I was pleased to see that on the programme, there were four dances which Nicol has previously recorded tracks for. So today, we will have a selection from the programme, including all four of those tracks. We will start with Hooper's Jig, and the track I like best from Marian Anderson and her band's St Bernard's Waltz CD.
Thank you.
Anderson's band played Peter's Peary Boat by Tom Anderson, The Kesh Jig, Dusty Windowsills by John Harling, Simon Thaumier's Jig by John McCusker, Ali Bally, Thunderhead by Gray Larson, Willie Walsh's Jig, and The Boys of Ballymote for Hooper's Jig. Next, one of my favourite reels, for which there are some great recordings. Blooms of Bon Accord was devised by John Drury in 1971, one of his early dances with threes and fours starting on opposite sides. As I said, some great recordings, but I tend to go for Sandy Nixon as the best, in my opinion. Blooms of Bon Accord is a James Scott Skinner tune, so predates the dance by at least 45 years. Staten Island is traditional, The Stornoway Sailor by Neil Grant, and Willafjord is traditional, played by Sandy Nixon and his band on Highlander Music Volume 1 in 1996. Another Drury dance, in fact from the same book, though devised 4 years later, is the Byron Strasbe for three couples in a three-couple set. All three couples dance all the time, except for the third eight bars, which are a real across for ones and twos. Eight recordings for this, but we will hear from the original 1976 LP from Andrew Rankin, who wrote the name tune. Thank you. Andrew Rankin and his band, with his tune, The Byron Strass Bay, and the traditional When the King Comes Over the Water. Our first track today from Nicol McLaren is for the Hugh Foss five-couple jig Airy Bennan, which I have a feeling may have been the first five-couple dance, certainly one of the early ones, devised in 1966. Standard format, with ones and threes as dancing couples. Nicol recorded this in 2001. Nicol and the Glen Craig played The Cock of the North, Jackson's Jig, Joe Foster's Jig by Lindsay Ross, Jig for Jed by Andrew Bathgate, and Baker's Wood by Jim Johnston for Airy Bennan. Our next dance is the real Toast to the Mousies, another dance written for the pre-existing tune, this time by Keith Smith. The dance is by Sarah Gratiot and has become widely popular after adoption by the RSCDS in Book 53. This recording is in fact officially for Norma's Garden, but it is Keith Smith with Muriel Johnston, beginning with the tune Toast to the Mousies. Thank you. Smith and Muriel Johnston played Toast to the Mouses by Keith, Voota's Joy by Muriel, and The Creaky Stairs and Kate Sanna, both by Keith. That recording is from Spark of Water for the Nova Scotia branch's 35th anniversary, and we'll stay with them for our 8x Strass Bay. The dance is Applecross Strass Bay by Stuart Anderson, a Burke Hampstead dance from 2013 without its own recording. In the dance, one's cross right, cast, and turn right, then lady up, man down, into right shoulder reels across. One's cross up, cast, dance down, and cast up. Then one's dance a poussette with threes, not twos, as is more normal. This track is called Three Fathom Harbour. those tunes, played by Muriel Johnston and Keith Smith, were by Muriel, The Proxy Spouse, Mr. Mervyn Short, Helen McKinnon Frame, Muriel Johnston's Compliments to Robert McKay, Jerry Holland's Tight Black Shirt, Muriel Johnston's Compliments to Peter Shand, and Tom Reed's Strass Bay. Back to Nicol for our next two dances, John Drury again, and Jennifer's Jig, written for the pianist Jennifer Wilson. This is another dance enjoying renewed interest after our SCDS publication in 2023, and Nicol McLaren recorded one of the two CDs for them. The tune, Jennifer's Jig, is by Drummond Cook. De Sooth End by Willie Hunter. Andy MacDonald's Piano by an unknown composer. And Findlay Hits the Bottle by John Burns. And staying with Nicol McLaren and the Glenn Craig Band, we go back to 1971 for Hugh Thurston's medley Schiehallion, which began life in the early 1950s as a self-assembly kit of chorus and verses so dancers could choose what they danced on the fly. This idea did not prove popular, so eventually Hugh picked the four most popular verses, including the Reel of Eight, and Hugh Foss published it. Hugh Thurston's version of A Reel of Eight is now referred to as a Schiehallion reel. It is not a dance I've done for years, so quite a bit of homework necessary. Glenn Craig Band played Susan MacLeod by Pipe Major Donald MacLeod, Inverary Castle by Pipe Major Willie Laurie, The Rejected Suitor, traditional, and Major David Manson by Peter MacLeod for Schiehallion. Another dance, newly published by the RSCDS, which was actually first published in 2001, The Vatanish Tangle by Andrea Barfoot, is essentially a two-couple jig, as threes only dance for two bars, and the main formation is the Taj. Colin Dewar recorded this original version for a Sky collection. Thank you. Ballinger and his band played Portree Bay by John McKenzie, Scarce a Tatties by Norman MacLean, The Leg of a Duck by Pipe Major Donald MacLeod, and Kenny Gillis of Portin' Along Sky by Peter McFarquhar for the Vatternish Tangle. The last of our four dances today, played by Nicol McLaren, is for Derek Haynes' four-couple reel, Ray Milbourn, who was a pianist and founding secretary of the National Association of Accordion and Fiddle Clubs in 1971, of which Nicol was chairman for 25 years until last year. Nicol McLaren and the Glen Craig Band played Ray Milbourn by Ian MacPhail and The Devil's Staircase by Pipe Major Robert Matheson. Our last Strass Bay is the hugely popular, 20 years old, City of Belfast by Lucy Mulholland from Marian Anderson's Belfast Diamond Jubilee CD. the City of Belfast is by Marian Anderson. And then my favourite, Lament for the Death of the Reverend Archie Beaton by John Mason. And we are finishing today with Trip to Timber Ridge, published by the RSCDS in Book 52. So Jim Lindsay and his band are playing the music. When the dance was devised in 2010, Linda Henderson suggested The Road to Irogi as the lead tune, and Reel of Seven have recorded this. The RSCDS thought otherwise and used The Whirlwind by Andy Imrie, but Jim included The Road to Irogi as the last tune, so you get the best of both worlds with this recording. Jim Lindsay and his band played The Whirlwind by Andy Imrie, MacArthur's Road by David Richardson, The Cold Stained Slap and Thieves' Road, both by Keith Dixon, and finishing with The Road to Irogi by Adam Sutherland. We'll play out with the Glen Craig and a Killarney waltz, and I hope you've enjoyed this programme of fairly familiar dances. It is half term in England this coming week, and I'll be with my family, but I'll still be coming up with a new programme for you. Join me to find out what. Bye!